a Nacho Radio podcast.
Dave and Darren.
How about them Cubby?
Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. It is, as we sit here in the Capriati studio and do the show for you, it is Thursday, October the 19th.
And we're still playing baseball.
Well, the Chicago Cubs managed to extend the series. Someone wrote on Twitter last night, you can't come back from 3-0 without being 3-1. And we were 3-1 last year, and what happened? Oh, that's right, championship.
What kind of math is that?
Well, obvious math, I guess. Captain Obvious math is what that is. And then someone else wrote on Twitter last night, I thought this was interesting.
Count Obvious was teaching math?
Someone else wrote, I really need to exercise off these deviled eggs. Oh, wait, that was you.
Oh.
How many deviled eggs did you find yourself eating there, Sparky?
I'm going to need an exorcism.
You going to be able to hold it together for the show?
I get started and I can't stop.
Yeah. A deviled egg is what exactly?
A deviled egg is when you take the, it's a hard-boiled egg.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take
And there's like spices on top of it, right?
You take the yolk out, and then you'll mix the yolk up with like a mayonnaise or salad dressing.
Okay.
Add maybe perhaps a little bit of sugar and some mustard. And then you whip that up into a paste of some sort, and then you put it back in the egg.
It just seems like a lot of work.
And they're delicious. Ugh. And then you top it maybe with like a little paprika.
Paprika?
Let me have a Diablo sandwich of Dr. Pepper. Make it fast. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
You've never had a deviled egg.
No, everything you've just said repels me. I won't be a part of any of what you just said. I think it's great that you have something you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not for me. That seems
you don't
like,
know it's not for you.
No. I eat egg scrambled, and that's the end of the list.
Not an egg salad sandwich?
No. What is egg salad exactly?
Egg salad would essentially be kind of the same thing, but you'd just be mashing up the entire hard-boiled
no,
egg.
That sounds... no. It's a, and for me, hard-boiled eggs, I know that eggs are eggs. I know you guys are going to email and text. I get it. It's a texture thing. I like them. I like them. The color, I like them, and I like them. Like,
I'm surprised you eat eggs.
Oh, I love eggs.
Well, do you eat it?
From my head down to my legs, scrambled or fried with my family or the guys. I love eggs.
But only scrambled.
But yeah, just scrambled.
You wouldn't eat a fried egg.
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't eat an egg that looks like an egg.
Absolutely not.
Can't do it.
No. It's not for me. It's just not for me.
Delicious. And also, just delicious.
And I know a lot of you are going to get to this too, so I'm going to just be preemptive. White eggs and brown eggs.
What do you know about those?
Well, they come from different chickens.
Yeah.
That's something I've learned very recently. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I am still someone who learns something every day.
Nothing wrong with that. It's like being back on campus.
I learned this yesterday. The United States of America is the third largest country in the world in terms of population.
Okay.
Behind China.
Yes.
And India.
Yes.
Do you know that if 1 billion people were to move to the United States tomorrow, if we had 1 billion people...
1 billion more?
Yes.
Or just 1 billion?
1 billion more.
1 billion more.
If we had 1 billion more people just show up and live in America...
So we'd have 1.2 billion at that point.
We'd still be in third place.
Wow.
We're in third place by over 1 billion people.
Those places got to be crowded.
Oh, God, no thanks, is what I say. No thanks.
Put them all in Wyoming.
Watched
you've had it too good for too long, Montana and Wyoming.
A fascinating Nova last night on PBS, all about the Forbidden City in Beijing.
I drove a fascinating Nova when I was a kid.
Well, see, we have so much in common. That's why this still works, Darren. They were talking about how they moved these giant marble slabs to the Forbidden City in Beijing. What the Chinese did hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they built this elaborate system of ice roads.
That makes sense. You just slit them.
And they just slit them. And then they would dig wells so they would get the ice wet and they could move these massive slabs of ice with very little effort.
Ancient Chinese secret.
That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. The Chinese are they're geniuses. Got this, Darren. I want to read this before we get too far into the show, because I want to get your thoughts on it.
All right.
This is from...
If I have one.
Oh, no, you will.
I will. I'll have an opinion.
Maybe. I hope. This is... someone wants to pitch an idea for a TV show.
All right.
Hey, guys, I have an idea for a show you guys can have. Essentially, it's about a group of friends that have tickets to a concert, and they are given a challenge to scalp the tickets, and the goal is to get better tickets than they already have. It's the hit show, Scalped. Would you watch that show?
No.
Okay, I wouldn't either. If you are selling tickets...
I mean...
The idea is that tickets, better tickets cost more money.
Right, that's how you get better tickets.
So the idea that you would be scalping your tickets, getting what the market gives for those tickets, and then somehow turning that amount of money into better seats, I just don't know how you do that.
Yeah, no. Scalping is just getting rid of a ticket, or selling a ticket.
Is scalping the act of selling it, or is scalping the act of selling it for a profit?
I would think you'd be selling it for a profit.
Right.
Yeah, like it's not scalping if I sit out front and try to sell at face value.
No.
That's not scalping.
You're a terrible scalper.
Yes, I'm just trying to get my money back.
Okay.
For a ticket I can't use.
Okay, how about this? Here's my idea for a show.
I need a better ticket. I'm going to go on my mobile phone, and I just went to StubHub. That's the end of the show. I've got a better seat now.
This is my idea for a show. A group of friends go to a concert. The tickets are worth $50. They sell the ticket for $50. They still have to get into the concert. Oh, did I mention? It's a Phil Collins concert. I call it face value.
Good for you.
That's a deep track.
I got an idea for
a show.
That's
a deep track. Yes, Darren. Here's an idea
for a show.
Yes.
World's Wettest Dog. Enough said.
I still can't believe that's not on the air.
Well, it's...
And the idea was, again, for people
their
who...
loss, not mine.
For people who have not been with us for over 650 podcasts, explain the concept for the TV show World's Wettest Dog.
I think what you need to do is become a patron and find that show somewhere.
Come on. Do you not remember the concept?
I remember the concept. You have dogs, and you have dogs, these lovely ladies who accompany the dogs, clad in some sort of outfit.
Yes. Swimsuit. Yeah.
And then they would, they jump in the water along with the dogs. Mm-hmm. And then you show the dogs and America votes.
America decides who's got the world's wettest dog.
And the camera happens to be strategically placed to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, so the whole family can enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Well, it makes all the sense
in the world.
On
a variety of levels.
The boy is reading a book all about George Washington.
Is he liking it?
Well, apparently George Washington had something like 32 dogs over the course of his life.
Probably had a lot of land.
Yeah.
Didn't live in an apartment.
Well, he throws this aside to me. He goes, do you know George Washington had 32 dogs? I said, honestly,
He wasn't eating them, was he?
No. Just over the course of his life.
Still a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And Owen says, 32 dogs. And he goes... giving Darren a run for his money.
Well, more than a run.
Yeah, I said,
I'm kind of giving him a run.
I said, you know, Darren just got into dogs pretty recently in the scheme of things.
Well,
George Washington probably had dogs his whole life.
Yeah,
there was a battle of Germantown. This is all stuff I learned from the kid last night, where it was us versus the British.
Is he the one who told you about the billion people?
No. I learned that on my own. So we're fighting against the British, and in the course of the battle...
Like we do.
We win the battle, and in the course of the battle, one of the dogs for the British general, this William Howe, one of his dogs gets spooked, runs away, and runs into the American camp.
Mm-hmm.
So the American soldiers, the Patriots, the Minutemen, they find this dog that belongs to the British general.
Because he's
got a collar with his name on it,
yeah.
Right? So...
We're going to befriend the dog.
So the troops are like, hey, George Washington, we got this this dog, and get this, it belongs to the general on the other side. So that's our dog now. And George Washington's like, No, we're not taking a man's dog. I'm all about...
We're fighting a revolution.
We're all about killing British people. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
We're returning the dog.
Uh-huh.
So he wrote a nice note saying, you
Here's your dog.
We found this dog. This is your dog. And we'll continue. Yeah. That's a pretty great story about George Washington.
It is.
Listen.
You got your dog back now. 1, 2, 3, fight!
War is war.
But not.
But we're not taking dogs prisoner. The man loves the dog. We're going to respect that. I don't know.
I like the term that he says, giving George Washington a run for his money, when he is, in fact, on money.
It's a great point.
I mean, I don't know if he recognized that, or maybe he did, and he was saying something much deeper than we all.
I don't know.
I mean, right there on a very popular bill.
Quarters as well.
Yeah,
Let's not sit here and discount the quarters. I've got five things I'd like to talk about.
Let's do that. It's the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. It's brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. The Orpheum Theater is welcoming A.J. Croce, 2 Generations of American Music. That's happening this Saturday, October 21st. It's a complete set of his father's music, Jim Croce, and some of his own, and songs that influence both. Tickets are available, of course, there at the box office or online at galesburgorpheum.org or 309-342-2299. The Orpheum is also available for private events, and coming soon to the Orpheum Theater, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, Elf Jr. the Musical, The Nutcracker, Polar Express, and more. The Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, be entertained.
Time in a Bottle, that's Jim Croce, right?
That's Jim Croce.
Where did his plane crash?
Was it in Texas? Like Sherman?
Sherman, Texas? The answer is Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Who crashed in Sherman, Texas?
That's a good question.
So it was in Louisiana.
It was a Beechcraft E-18S. It crashed into a tree while taking off.
Was it a pecan tree?
Watch out for that tree! That seems like you're not a very good pilot if you're hitting a tree on takeoff.
See, I tend to believe that I'm getting worse and worse at, like...
You are.
Well, that's true. There's no doubt about that.
Quite.
But I'm getting worse and worse about music knowledge.
Really?
Yeah. I think I'm starting to confuse things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, welcome to my life. That happens. There was a bus accident in Sherman, Texas. Is that what you're thinking about?
No, I thought...
Like a bus plunge or something? You do love bus plunges. You've always been a fan.
No, not me so much. There was a...
You think there was a super rock and roll star that died in Sherman,
there
Texas?
There was a friend of mine who had a scrapbook, and he kept clippings of bus plunges.
Yeah, there was a bus accident. A bus carrying 55 people drove off an overpass.
I'm not going to hire that driver.
That happened in 2008. 17 people died as a result. It was a bus chartered by Vietnamese pilgrims. Oof. So that's all I got for Sherman, Texas. That seems weird that you would remember.
No, I thought I could have... The reason I make that connection is because we had a...
Let's see.
Rhonda's niece lived in a place that I could have swore was a town that was... notorious for a plane crash with a rock star.
Well, Buck Owens is from Sherman, Texas. Where did Buddy Holly go down? That was in Iowa, right?
Well, that was in Clear Lake. Yeah, Mason City, Clear Lake. Wait, I know that one.
Was yesterday the anniversary of Skinner's plane going down?
Could be.
Where did that happen at? Do you remember when their record came out, Street Survivors, when it first came out?
And it had the fire alarm.
They were all in flames.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, their plane went down and killed them. And then they had to, like, redo the album cover because, boy, that's a bit much.
Lose the flames.
Yeah. Rock stars who have died in plane crashes. You got your Buddy Holly. You got your Jim Croce. You got your Big Bopper, of course.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, technically a helicopter. So not really the same thing.
Otis Redding went into the Lake there in Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin is where he perished.
Yeah, yeah. Randy Rhodes.
Ricky Nelson.
Oh, of course, Ricky Nelson.
No, Ricky Nelson, that was when we were, going from 85 into 86?
Yeah. That was New Year's Eve, right? Wasn't the rumor that he was, freebasing cans or something?
Huffing something.
Aaliyah, the R&B star. John Denver died in a plane crash.
That's right.
Patsy Cline. That plane crash happened near Camden, Tennessee. Jim Croce. Stevie Ray Vaughan was a helicopter.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Did you say that?
Yes, I did.
I missed out on that. And then Ronnie Van Zant, Steve Gaines, and Cassie Gaines all died in that Skinner crash.
Mm-hmm. Several survived.
So let me ask you this. If you go to a plane and you're sitting in coach, or maybe somehow you get an upgrade to first class, and you see a rock star is on the plane, does that make you feel better or worse?
Well, a lot of rock stars survive flights.
I think statistically you're right about that. I'll have to crunch the numbers.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be
spooked. Most of the time, rock stars survive.
Like if you get on a plane and Carl Perkins is sitting next to you.
Well, if Carl Perkins is sitting next to me, I'm going to need a little more elbow room. Or actually, I'm going to have a ton of elbow room because he's probably quite bony at this point. Quite decayed.
I'm on a real Carl Perkins jet.
Well, you should be. You should be.
He's really underrated.
You mentioned that the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio.
I did.
Where
Number
you
one.
Can get
one.
Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one today for lunch and or dinner. Capriati's on 53rd and Capriati's on 40 in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast. Delivery is also available. Order online at order.capriati's.com. And as we start the top five things, we should mention that if you'd like to reach out to us, you can use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, where there's live music on Thursday, so there's live music tonight. If you have an idea for a television show, you may pitch it on Harrington Pub text line.
Yes.
But I think we're going to pass on Scalped.
Scalped is a no for now. It's just not a show that we're going to be doing.
But keep them coming.
But understand this. I do work in television. I can make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a producer. I'm a talent on a television show. But I know the right people. If your show is good enough, I can take it to the right people. And we can make it happen.
Wouldn't that be the bananas where they get this idea for Scalped.
Mm-hmm.
You pitch it and they're like, And they come back. It's like, we're going to replace Brood with Scalped.
Well, if it's...
You just got Scalped.
Number one today.
Sundays at 10:30.
Hey!
Scalped. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Nothing I do goes right. Everything. Why is everything going to happen this way? I just got Scalped.
You don't think that's how I sound, do you?
Why is everything happening to me? Why is only bad stuff happening?
Yeah, lots of great stuff happens. So, number one.
Good. I'm glad it's happening to somebody.
Number one. You ever use eye drops?
Yes.
When you use eye drops, do you find that most of it doesn't go in your eye?
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't drop it in my eye.
Okay.
I kind of really get it. I don't have an aversion with it touching my eye
right,
or anything. So
right.
I kind of really just get it right in there. And then, yeah. I mean, but having said that, probably, I would imagine a lot doesn't go in the eye. And that's what the eye drop people want you to.
Well, that's it. A ProPublica investigation has found out that billions of healthcare dollars are being wasted because eye drops are way too big. You know, they're designed so that when the eye drops fall out, some of them give you more than twice of what your eye can actually hold.
So that, all then of that, you're going to need to buy more eye drops.
That's it. When I have the rare occasions,
you have a problem
with
eye drops?
Not really.
You can do eye drops, okay?
It's been a long time
since
I have.
Did you ever wear contacts?
No. The idea of touching my eyeball, no, I could never do it.
Okay.
I need to do something.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
My vision's deteriorating, and I need to get a new prescription. I still don't have the scratch for it right now. Little tight on funds.
Here's the thing. I went in recently to see a doctor to have... You see this little thing on my eyelid?
Mm-hmm.
Little tiny thing? It was actually bigger.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going in to see an ophthalmologist and have it surgically removed.
Have you done any hot water on it?
Well, there's all that sort of... But here's the thing. It's called a chalazion.
Yeah.
And... But they... what they So what they did was...
Mm-hmm.
And it is smaller now. Mm-hmm. And they said it will eventually just go... They injected it with like a cortisone.
Yeah, yeah.
So that it would go away. But in doing so, they were giving me an eye exam.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I could tell that I wasn't probably doing all that well.
Yeah.
That it was like, And I know that they were going to like suggest glasses. And I was going to say, I'm not doing it. I'm not wearing glasses. Because I just know I won't.
Because girls don't make passes at guys who wear glasses?
No, because I just know I won't wear them.
No,
I just wouldn't wear them.
No, no.
And it's to the point, like, that sign right there?
Yeah.
The Star Wars saga continues.
Yeah.
I can read.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if it got to the point where, boy, this is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
This is dangerous. I need glasses. But
that chalazion, you could have gotten rid of that by just putting a hot washcloth on your face 4 or 5 times a day.
I tried. It wasn't going away.
Really?
It was
stubborn.
It was a very stubborn chalazion.
Mm.
And why, have you dealt with them?
Sure.
You've had them?
Sure.
But I've dealt...
They're very common, Darren.
I understand that they are.
I'm right there. I got to work on this one. I just haven't gotten around. Haven't found the time to put it under the old rag.
But I tried that, and it was this... sometimes that is going to work, and sometimes it won't.
Mm-hmm, I see.
And this thing was as hard as like a little BB.
Well, I used to have, because my allergies used to be profoundly worse, and I used to use the Visine all the time for red eyes. And it just...
I've used it for red eyes myself.
Yeah, right. Allergies.
Allergies. Tell you what, I'm not allergic to a good time. Easy now.
Easy now.
So it's really more of a face wash than an eye drop because just so much goes all over your face. And it turns out that is quite by design.
They want
U.S. drug companies on drops for dry eyes and glaucoma alone. $3.4 billion last year. Bamillion.
Bamillion dollars.
With a B. So you're also, you know, you're paying for the drops that are in your eyes, but you're also paying for a lot of liquid that just goes into a Kleenex.
Seems to me like you're going to need to buy more eye drops now, aren't you?
There are stories of glaucoma patients who are running out of drops before their refill is available, and then they can't. Because it's impossible to get them in smaller drops, like you said. They developed in the early 90s a micro drop, which made waste almost impossible.
Uh-huh.
But then the drug companies are like,
No.
Wait a minute. If all the stuff's just going in their eyes and not all over
people will buy one, you know, they'll buy just one little vial of it and they'll never have to buy it again.
It was safe, effective, and it left zero waste. But it never, they tested it and it never went to the market. Because that waste is what the drug companies want.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Visine, the eye drops, that's the stuff, if you were to put that in someone's drink, it'll make them violently ill?
I thought I read that somewhere. There's a story once or twice a year of some kid putting it in the teacher's coffee.
Right.
It's just salt water, right? I mean, isn't it just saline? What is Visine?
Mm.
There's something in it that just gives you...
It's got something in it.
It'll give you a severe case of,
Diarrhea. I wonder if that's what happened to Thomas Jefferson. Someone put Visine in his coffee.
Yeah,
and
it was John Adams.
End up killing him.
John Adams did it. Fact. Number two. Here's another thing we got to worry about. Oyster farts. Climate scientists are very concerned about oyster flatulence.
You ever smell that in the office? All right, who's the oyster fart?
A new study is published in Scientific Reports.
Mertens!
Yes, we do subscribe. It shows that clams, mussels, and oysters produce 1/10 of all the methane and nitric oxide that's in the Baltic Sea as a result of digestion. They're saying that these oysters are playing an important but overlooked role in regulating greenhouse gas production.
It's a gross...
Everybody wants to blame all the beef that we're raising. These oysters cows. Are doing it too.
Cows.
What did I say?
Beef.
Well, that's what you raise is beef. Mm-hmm. You harvest beef from the cows.
Yeah.
I was one step ahead of you in the process.
It's a gross world we live in, isn't it?
I guess I'll be the
grosser
first,
and grosser.
I'll be the first to raise my hand and say I didn't know oysters farted. They do.
I suspected it.
Number three.
Mindy Cohn from Facts of Life.
Not a world champion. World champion.
When Wikipedia first came out, I'm going to explain what Darren's talking about. When Wikipedia first came out,
people took some liberties.
The first time I ever used it, we were on the air, and somehow we were talking about Mindy Cohn, who played Natalie Green on TV's Facts of Life.
The early days of Wikipedia.
Yes, this was the first time I ever used it. And we were on the air, and I was like, I typed in Mindy Cohn, and her Wikipedia page came on, and I was like, I've been hearing a lot about this Wikipedia. I think I'll use it.
Uh-huh.
And at the bottom of the page, it said, Ms. Cohn is like a 6-time world champion at Buffalo chicken wing.
Chicken wing eating.
Eating contest. She's won several buffalo wing contests.
Which seemed believable.
Well, it was all there with all of the rest of her actual stats.
Yes. Yeah. Then we found out later that's not true.
Well, then we found out, yeah, that Wikipedia people can just write whatever they want.
Did we have her on the show and she said that that wasn't the case?
We never had Mindy Cohn on. That would have been great.
I didn't think so.
Would have loved to have her on, and still would. Hey, Mindy, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show. She has a degree in cultural anthropology from Loyola Marymount University. She played Velma Dinkley in the Scooby-Doo cartoons. Never married, has no children.
But not a world champion buffalo wing eater.
You read all these things, and then you read has won several wing eating contests.
Well, even if she's not a champion, I wonder if she's an enthusiast.
She just enjoys them?
Or the fact that she's almost a champion. See, she's almost world class.
I would love that. That would be a dream come true for me. If I could just go somewhere with Mindy Cohn, just share a plate of wings and some fellowship.
There might not be a whole lot of sharing going on.
Well, she has been keeping a secret for a long time. It's in the new People magazine. Diagnosed with breast cancer back in 2012.
Mm.
And she fought it with a double mastectomy, chemotherapy, and radiation.
Right.
And she says she's beat the thing. And she spent all this time recuperating on a friend's New York farm. She's now cancer-free and has returned to Hollywood. She says she's ready to get back to work. But yeah, that's why we haven't seen Mindy Cohn for the last 5 years. She was fighting cancer.
What about the 20 years before that?
She's been active, Darren. Now, that's not fair. Well, she does what she
who
can.
Who says I'm trying to be fair?
You take the good, you take the bad. Take them
facts
both.
Facts of life.
And there you have.
I always kind of thought the facts of life would be cooler.
What do you mean?
It's a recent tweet of mine. I just thought the facts of life. You know, when you're a kid, talking about the facts of life.
Though when you got that information,
I would have thought it would have been cooler.
Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty boss. Some of the facts. Mm. A lot of the facts. But usually, like, fact of life is always, it's never a good thing, is it? It's like, look, people get eaten by bears. It's just a fact of life.
Yeah, I know.
Fact of life isn't really a good thing. You're right.
I thought that it would be cooler.
Fact of life when you're a child.
You're
it seems
forward.
Like it's
what will be revealed?
It's secret information when you're ready for it.
Oh, what's going? Ooh.
No, taxes. They're a fact of life.
This isn't cool. This isn't cool.
You raise an excellent point on your Twitter. And how can I follow you, Darren?
The ugly truth. No, that's not who. That's not my. That's not bad.
You know what you ought to do is just take a bunch of stuff from Pinterest and Facebook posts, and then just. Use that material and then just write it in the Argus and pass it off as your own writing. You ought to do that.
If you do.
Oh, wait, someone already is.
Yeah. Do you delete all comments?
Did they delete the comment? Is that right? So somebody pointed out that, someone at the Argus just plagiarizes his work.
Well, or did on that occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly.
Number
four.
What's your Twitter handle, man?
@DarrenNachoRadio.
Get yourself some heat. It's a very popular podcast.
Well, see, I kind of always look at is it a popular tweet? Is it a popular Twitter?
Oh, I see.
In that the ratio of the people you follow compared to the ratio of people that follow you. I think that kind of, you can take a look and see, okay, what kind of ratio do I have going on?
Mm-hmm. I'll go through and
delete who you're following?
Delete following, because it's like, it just looks like I'm following way more people than follow me. I do that. That's shallow, but I'll admit it. You know who liked one of my tweets the other day?
Don't know.
Mark Hamill.
Huh?
Yeah.
How did he know about it?
Well, I'm kind of a big deal. @DaveLavora.
So Mark Hamill's following you?
He's not following me.
But he just liked it.
He liked something I said on Twitter.
What did he say? The Star Wars story seems forced?
Yeah, that's it. I did a bunch of force puns. We went out to dinner the other night, Jenny and I. Well, it was her birthday.
Oh, that's right.
And one of the things I saw,
take a look at the cake.
Before we cut it, it looks wonderful. And I saw something that made me really happy, and it always makes me really happy.
What?
When I see a super old lady, I'm talking 75 plus, when I see a super old lady drinking a beer, that makes me really happy.
Like out of a bottle or just like
big
a draft?
Glass, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how they're
That
how
makes
they
you happy.
It just makes me happy when I see like really, and specifically old ladies. Old people drinking beer, I think, is great. But like a little old grandma who's drinking a big glass of beer, that makes me happy.
That's weird.
Is it?
It seems weird.
There's just something very reassuring about, you know what, look at her. This dame is probably 76 years old. She's drinking a big giant pint of something. I don't know why, that just makes me happy. It seems just, I don't know. It seems very innocent to me. This Pennsylvania woman.
I would say
woman,
96 is super old, not 76.
Well, but like, okay, if they're silver haired and they, I can't.
And they're shrinking.
Like once you get to a certain age, I can't tell how old people are.
Mm.
Anyone over 80. Let's say 80.
Uh-huh.
80 plus. Yeah. An 80 plus old lady, seasoned veteran. Do you have a clever name for 80 plus? Champion is 50. What is 80?
30 plus.
Okay. But I don't know. I don't know why it is. Whenever
plus,
I see
that's
that,
a plus 30.
Like when on the show Brood, when we go to places, if there's like an old couple, like really old,
well, they should
like they've
be
been married.
A beer?
What?
They should be having a beer if they're in a brewery. It's not that rare.
It's not super common to see super old people drinking beer.
Hmm.
I'm just telling you. It's just.
It's going to become more common.
Here's hoping. It's one of the just simple stupid things that puts a smile on my face.
Huh? It's weird.
And this story.
Are you still singing to yourself when you're?
No, I stopped doing
you
that.
Stop doing that.
There's no song in my life.
There's no song in my heart.
No, I'm way past singing to myself like a dope.
And what song were you singing a lot?
Oh, I would just sing, just.
But you were catching yourself singing.
Yeah, every time I would leave an account.
It's like, I gotta stop singing.
When I was selling beer, I would just
sing, break into song.
I would have the interaction with the client, and then as I was walking out, I was just singing on my way to the car. And
you didn't
I realized
know why
like,
you were doing it.
No, I
just you didn't thought, start singing before you left.
What do you mean? Like as I was leaving, yeah,
while you were still talking to the guy, you're singing.
No, I would be walking away.
A handful of nothing is all that I need.
I don't know that I had a particular song in my head either. I think I was just like, now I'm going to my car.
So
I'm
you weren't even singing a real song.
I don't think so.
Holy mackerel! No doubt.
I was not singing that. Lucy Tracasi just celebrated her 112th birthday. She's the 8th oldest living person in America.
Not the curse of the oldest person on earth.
No, she is the 8th oldest person in America. She lives in a nursing home in Cabot, Pennsylvania. And she says her father used to play golf. They even had a radio. They listened to the first radio broadcast ever, the election results on November 2nd, 1920. Imagine buying a radio and nothing's on yet. We're going to turn this
Why
thing on.
Why did we buy this?
We're going to turn this thing on for the election.
Why did we buy this? This was
KDKA in Pennsylvania there.
This was the dumbest thing ever.
Yes. Her secret to longevity, she says, that they always ask super old people, what's your secret? And she says, well, I never drink coffee. I drink milk. And she's also,
I don't think that's it.
And she also says that for her birthday, she's going to share a beer with her friend. She says, I still like beer. Her love of beer developed during Prohibition.
I bet it did.
When her family...
I bet it did.
When her family would brew 5-gallon crocks of beer to sell to her family and friends.
They sold it to... Wait a minute.
They would make beer in the house.
And then sell it to each other within the house? That doesn't make any...
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad. You want a beer?
I think you know I do.
I just made it. Yeah, that'll be a quarter.
Spend all this money on a radio where nothing's on. Sure, I gotta do something to kill the time.
Here, have a beer. That's 25 cents. What kind of...
Family and friends were buying the beer. I think you know that I do want that beer.
I just got done.
Five.
We need a new marketing campaign.
Finally, number five. All this week, you can see Uranus with your naked eye. You don't need binoculars to see Uranus, Darren.
If only I was that flexible. Can you touch your head to your knee?
Wait.
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
If only I was that nimble. The zing of the day brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company. 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline. No, not that way. Of course you can touch your head to the knee doing that. I'm talking about if you're sitting on the floor. I've never been... Can you put your head to your knee if you're sitting on the floor?
I'll try later.
I've never been able to come close.
Head to your knee?
Oh, people do it all the time. Yeah, if you're sitting on your butt, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you can put your head down to your knee. Even when I was a young kid, it was just, I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, that's not even, I can't even come close.
Yeah. I've never been great at toe touching, so I can't imagine my knee skills are terrific.
Is that the sort of thing that you would bring up if you were in jail? Hey, guys, just to let you know, I've never been good at toe touching, so just lay off. Okay?
If this is happening, I'm going to have to be on top, everybody. Not the best toe toucher, if you know what I'm saying. Uranus, visible with the naked eye this week. NASA says you will find the seventh planet.
You might want to wear goggles.
The seventh planet from the sun.
I don't know. Naked eye, perhaps, but it doesn't mean it shouldn't be protected. You should still maybe wear protection.
Well, if you don't wear goggles, I know where you can get some eye drops that'll go all over your face. It says here that Uranus is the seventh planet from the sun.
Sure it is.
And you'll find it in the southeast sky. It's in the constellation of Pisces.
Huh.
The fish. So,
where's the fish?
There's that. Uranus discovered in 1781 by astronomer William Herschel.
We heard about it on the radio. Can you imagine having a radio in 17-whatever?
Well, yeah.
It's like, boy, this is...
Were you plugging that in?
Exactly.
Where's that? Where's
transistor
that going?
Radio.
Did you hear the story last week? Those were your top five things, by the way.
The Top Five Things podcast brought to you by the Factory of Fear. Factory of Fear, the Quad City's longest running and largest indoor haunted attraction located in Moline. They'll be open again starting tomorrow. That's a Friday. They're open Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays through Halloween, 7 till midnight. On Sundays, they're open from 7 till 10. Do you have what it takes to make it through the Quad City's most horrifying haunt? Tickets are available online at QC Factory of Fear or right there at the door. Factory of Fear, voted a top 10 haunt in the state of Illinois by hauntedillinois.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Factory of Fear in Moline, online at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, where fear is made. The podcast is originating from the Capriotti's Sandwich Shop Studio. Capriotti's, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. Get a cheesesteak today, or how about a cold turkey? Slow-roasted homemade turkey. provolone cheese, Russian dressing, coleslaw, and mayo. Absolutely delicious. All their sandwiches are. And when you're there, you could pair it with a soup. They have soups that are delicious as well in rotation. Turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriotti's. And if you'd like to reach out to us, use the Harrington Pub text line 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf, home of the Quad Cities. Best Bloody Mary.
So with everything that's going on in the news, it's it's important to never blame the victim of something, right? You don't blame the victim.
Yes. Having said that, probably a good rule, let's say 99% of the time.
Right. So this story happened last week where this family was released by the Taliban.
Yes.
Canadian man and his American wife and their kids. But this is the thing.
You're bringing your kids?
Well, they didn't this is the thing.
Have any?
She was 7 months pregnant when they decided, let's go hiking in Afghanistan.
That wouldn't cross my mind.
No. Let me tell you something. I spent some time hiking in America this summer.
Yeah.
Plenty of great places. Colorado's filled with wonderful trails.
Uh-huh.
All over the North America, plenty of great places to go hiking.
Yeah.
7 months pregnant, you're going to take your wife for a hike in Afghanistan? Mm. If you're looking to get captured by the Taliban, that's how you do it.
I suppose.
And they ended up having a bunch of kids, and then they say that the horrible things happened to the wife. They ended up murdering one of the kids, one of the babies. It's a horror show story.
Awful.
But also, I'd like to point out, Taliban didn't take them off the streets of Pittsburgh. They were hiking in Afghanistan. And she's 7 months pregnant.
How many people? How many members of the Taliban do you think are Steelers fans?
All of them.
All of them.
They love their Steelers.
The terrible towel. That's what
we're just. They call the Taliban towel.
That's what we fell in love with. Was the terrible towel.
Mean Joe Green is very mean.
Yes.
So when they're over there, they have them do proof of life videos. Every once in a while, the Taliban will have them shoot videos to prove we haven't killed this family yet.
Yeah.
So one of the proof of life videos. The Taliban says, Donald Trump is president of the United States.
They're not believing it.
And this guy's like, well, I know that's not true.
Uh-huh.
So then when he was released, they're like, so who is the president? It was Donald Trump. He's like, you gotta be kidding me.
Huh.
I thought they were pulling my leg.
You gotta be bleeping me.
I thought that the Taliban was pulling my leg.
What if
Hawk
Harrelson
mm-hmm.
had been captured by the Taliban? You gotta be bleeping me. Big Schwag. I saw Big Schwag again the other day on the commercial for... what is it? Whatever it is.
But it's Big Schwag. Somebody did tell
I told you. Mm. He's playing the role of someone who can get into your car if you lock the door. He's like a locksmith. You gotta be kidding me, Big Schwag. I just locked my keys in my car.
Story here of
it. And the reason I locked my keys in the car is I got distracted because it's Big Schwag.
You're the only person who knows who Big Schwag is.
People don't know who Big Schwag is.
I think that moment. I think Schwag's moment came and went.
With love
and respect. It's just
he's still not coming to the motorcycle rallies.
I don't even.
No one's coming to the motorcycle rallies.
No. Those things have lost quite a bit of money. So here's the story. One Direction, the boy band.
See, I get those mixed up with One Republic.
They were doing a show. And this 16-year-old girl was screaming so much at the concert that her lung collapsed.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? They say this is in the Journal of Emergency Medicine. It's the first time a case of this kind has been documented.
I wonder if she knew it.
The girl was treated there in Dallas, Texas. Her oxygen levels were fine. She didn't look like she was seriously ill. But, yeah, she was breathing 22 times a minute. Usually you breathe between 12 and 16.
Uh-huh.
And they knew something was a little off. And then they realized, they'd never seen this before. She screamed so loud that she shut down her own lungs. Isn't that nuts?
What if Big Schwang was an emergency doctor?
I don't know.
You gotta be kidding me, Big Schwang.
Just keep throwing that out there.
I've got an arrow in my head.
All right.
Give me Big Schwang.
Just keep throwing that out, no matter what the diagnosis. Yeah.
Exactly.
Finally, Darren, we've got a story that involves nachos and Florida.
Florida. And this is, after all, on a Nacho Radio podcast. Melbourne, Florida. Stephanie Hicks, 31 years old. A super attractive young lady. Look at this. Look at this, sweetheart. Ooh. That's America's sweetheart right there, huh? It's
Geddy Lee's long-lost daughter.
Jeez Louise.
No offense, Geddy Lee.
Arrested. Stephanie Hicks, 31, arrested over the weekend after throwing a sandwich and hot nacho cheese at a 7-Eleven employee. She was angry after the clerk asked her not to open the nacho cheese dispenser.
Yeah, don't open it.
She told the clerk she didn't like his attitude.
Don't touch the nacho.
She then threw the hot nacho cheese at the female clerk at the 7-Eleven, saying, quote, "The customer is always right."
No, you're not. They should have never come up with that saying. Whoever came up with that saying
didn't work. Is
no help. Customer not always right.
Do you get a lot of that at work? People saying stupid things and then telling you the customer's always right? Do you deal with that in your retail experience there at the park?
No, but this idea that a customer's always right is...
They're rarely right.
It's baloney.
They are rarely right. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
One last thing.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Farmer Dave and Farmer Darren. This one is from the 309 area code. That says, "Hey guys, I'd like to make a birthday barn request, please."
Sure, do it.
To one of your long-time listeners, Ryan Keller, a.k.a. Little Buddy.
Little
from
Buddy.
From Cedar Rapids.
There you go.
Thanks, guys, and keep up the great work. We will do that. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Make sure to get your cover fives in. We've got football tonight, right?
We do. There is a Thursday night game. I usually like to have a little action on
Thursday. Oh, you know who it is? It should be a good one. It's the Chiefs and the Raiders.
Ooh. Yeah, well, the Chiefs have been very, very good to me up until this past week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they kind of laid an egg.
I'm in 19th place overall.
Huh.
I was king of the mountain not that long ago, and now look at me. Yeah, negative 12.5 points last week. It's not the best.
Let's see. I'm 32nd.
Who are you taking, the Chiefs or the Raiders?
I don't have any action on that game.
It's 3 points.
Kind of Chiefs are one of my teams, and I don't...
Yeah, you've got 11 teams. That's it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The Top 5 Things brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take with you. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, a delicious mix of pumpkin pie, creme brulee, and cupcake. East Moline Coffee Company. Join their rewards, loyalty rewards, and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. Of course, the podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. You can become one today on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com. By using the link at nachoradio.com, we would appreciate it if you did that. The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Little Buddy, you can get it there in Cedar Rapids, 4640 First Avenue Northeast, and also Capriati Sandwich Shop.
Do you get the deal in Cedar Rapids?
Yes, you do.
Rajee!
At 4640 First Avenue Northeast, Cedar Rapids, and 53rd Street in Davenport.
Can we talk the Capriati's people into maybe getting a Diablo sandwich on the menu?
I'll talk to him. I'll talk to James.
James, can we get a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper? And could you make it snappy because I'm in a goddamn hurry?
How about Hush Puppies?
We ain't got time for that shit.
Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's. Of course, whenever you're going to do any sort of catering, keep Capriati's in mind. And thanks for chiming in on the Harrington Pub text line, 470-23-NACHO. Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf. Live music on Thursday. There's live music tonight at Harrington's Pub.
Normally, you know, we really should talk about this when we're not on the air, but when do you want to do the show again? Monday, Tuesday? What works for you?
We will do it. We'll throw one out there. I'm fine to do it on Monday.
Let's do Monday.
Let's do Monday.
All right, Monday it is. Until then, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities, rep the spot, Davenport. Yeah, we keep it in.
it locked. Rock out.
Come on.
And it just don't stop. Eat small lean. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
And you're drinking, what's he drinking?
Champagne.
Champagne cocktail.